listening, and it's not all of you I mean. La 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 in the morning, when the blinds are open, that's when I see the red wing, and the red wing sees me too.
Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Of course, you had just heard The Red Wing by Feist off of her newest album, Multitudes. It is Polaris Award nominated. Did you know that since her 2007 album, Feist has been nominated for the Polaris Music Award for every album, subsequent album that she has put out. This is a fact that you will learn not only on this program, but also in the zine that I have made as an incentive and a prize of some kind for Typically Tuesday's slot for Fun Drive this year. Let me reiterate. Fun Drive is CJSF's annual on-air fundraising campaign. This year, we are trying to raise $10,000 in community donations. And we are doing that to do a bunch of things, you know, to keep making great radio for you, to maintain our equipment, to program new initiatives. I don't really know how to say the thing that I wanted to say, but to like make new features for programming, create new feature programming, you know, update our app constantly, to like pay the people who work here essentially. Yeah, we can't really do that without resources, and we can't do that with get those resources without your support. So if you donate $40 or more to Fund Drive for CJSF under Typically Tuesdays, get in touch with me. Email me at typicallytuesdays@gmail.com, and I will send you a 10 or so page zine that I made featuring Leslie's of all walks of life, featuring thoughts about representation and community, featuring ample bodies that should not move in the way that they do and yet are moved in the way that they do. If you know, you know. If you understand, if you can picture it, Hirohiko Araki, if you know that reference, you'll know. $40 or more under Typically Tuesdays for Fun Drive, cjsf.ca/donate to make that contribution. And don't forget to email me when you do, so that I know who you are, I know who has donated, and I know who to mail the zine to. Thank you so much to those who already have, such as Sam, who donated $40 to Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much. You know, any amount is much appreciated, of course. I'll give you a shout on the radio, and you will be acknowledged. And we will love you here at CJSF, because it's without our community that we can't make radio. You are a part of our community. So help us, please. Continue to push forward to more great, make more great radio programming. CJSF.ca/donate to make that contribution today. And listen, I want you to think a little bit also. Maybe you're still kind of on the fence. That's okay. I'm gonna ask you a really quick question, though. Did you learn something from Typically Tuesdays this year? Did you learn something from CJSF tuning into our programs this year? I'm gonna use Typically Tuesdays, obviously, as the example. You know, did you learn something about anti-gentrification work in Chinatown when you tuned in this year? Did you learn something new about Lunar New Year? Did you learn something, for example, about obsessive compulsive disorder when we made our program about OCD Awareness Week a few weeks ago? Did you even perhaps learn about, let's say, Full Metal Alchemist, which is a manga that and anime series that previous co-host Jade and I really like? And did you learn why about you should go check it out? Did you enjoy it, those programs? Did it make you think a little bit more? You know, whether it's a practical thing, such as how you can support Vancouver Chinatown residents who are facing the threat of further gentrification through interviews with Russell Chung of Chinatown Today this year, or with my talk with Gal, a.k.a. Lucky Money, through our Chinese-Canadian Power Hour program, or something factual that you might have learned, such as about obsessive compulsive disorder. Perhaps you took something away from Typically Tuesdays this year and you brought it to the water cooler at work. You brought it to your neighbor. You brought it to your family group chat. You brought it to the cat that you like kneeling down over and talking to on your way down the street or your way home. If you took something away from Typically Tuesdays this year, if you learned something new, if you were reminded of something important, that you should maybe stay engaged with, let's say about mental health destigmatization or, you know, Free Palestine and things like that, please consider donating to Typically Tuesdays, or sorry, donating to Fund Drive this year. Under Typically Tuesdays for our annual on-air fundraising campaign. We can't make such informative, engaging radio programming without your support. We can't do it without our community. We can't do it without these resources, which unfortunately are not very easy always to come by, because more and more we're seeing Canadian independent media becoming... how do you say, less accessible. But it's with your help, you the listener, that we are able to make more of this programming. Go to cjsf.ca/donate to make that contribution today. And thank you very much if you do. Here is more great music. This is Reset Button off of Haley Blais's newest album, Wisecrack.
You wear your dress and winter form, or would you go back and do it over again? Put my hands above the table, I'm afraid that I'm not able to hit the reset button after I hit one. Hit the reset button after I hit one. I'm not scared of taking chances, failure is romantic. If you forget or just don't care, hit the reset button after I have gone. Hit the reset button after I have gone. Just hit the reset. person with my condition, it may worsen. So hit the reset button after I have gone. 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 Just hit the reset.
Support for Fundrive helps the radio station in so many ways. This year, we're replacing our broadcast tower on the top of Burnaby Mountain. It's an expensive project that will allow us to make some significant and noticeable improvements to our broadcast signal. Awesomeness doesn't come cheap, and your support helps keep CJSF awesome. Donate today at cjsf.ca/donate.
You heard Caroline. CJSF.ca/donate to make your contribution to our annual fun on air fundraising campaign, which is happening now here on 90.1 FM. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie, and I hope you enjoyed that last song. That was Haley Blaise, Vancouver icon, with her track Reset Button off of the newest album, Wisecrack. Consider donating to CJSF's fundraising campaign. It is ongoing right now, beginning on October 30th and moving into November 6th. So you have plenty of time to make a decision. You have plenty of time to consider, gather funds, perhaps. We are asking you at Typically Tuesdays to donate $40 or more, because at $40 you do get an incentive that is more than just a shout out on the radio. You get a zine. I will mail you a zine that I made, handmade, 10 or so pages. I keep saying 10 or so because I'm not really sure if I should count the covers. That's a zine. I made it. And I want you to check it out and relish in it and consider that this is what true mental illness looks like. God, that's awful. But please, cjsf.ca/donate, $40 or more to Typically Tuesdays. And if you get in touch with me and let me know that you donated $40 or more, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com, I will mail you that zine, and I will hope you enjoy it, such as like Amanda, who also donated $40 or more. She donated $40 to Typically Tuesdays this year, and she'll get a copy of the zine and also a shout out on the radio. Thank you so much, Amanda, for your contribution to Fundrive. Typically Tuesdays highlights grassroots and local media. You know, we love to play local musicians on air. We just played Haley, and we love her for it. But we also love to do more than that and like to bring you interviews with local artists, organizers, performers, and lots of other types of folks. This year, I went over to Good Stank Mart and I brought you 7 interviews with local independent artists. And we got to learn more about their art practices, why they make art, what drives their art. I don't think I can ever forget the 2 particular interviews that I had with Jyotika, who was one of the people who I interviewed for that program. And we talked extensively about grief and how we can channel grief into art as a form of healing. And Unaired was another conversation that I had with Gal, aka Lucky Money. And I remember that conversation really well because it was supposed to go on the show. It had to get cut for time, but we talked about our aspirations as queer Asian people who are creative, and we were like tucked into this little hallway in Redgate Art Society crying over our shared aspirations to be, you know, kind of like people who exist and who are kind of like who can be somewhat of a role model for other queer Asians. That meant a lot, and I can't really go out, like, I can go out and, like, talk to people, sure, for fun, but there's not much of an incentive for me to do that without kind of, like, my radio persona a lot of the times. And, you know, I can't bring those, like, thoughtful conversations to you, except for that one that I just mentioned, because it's a little bit personal. But I can't bring a lot of those thoughtful conversations to you. You can't really hear them on air with these particular local independent artists without platforms such as CJSF. You know, we strive to do our best to highlight the people who live in our area code, the work that they do, the activism, the art, their lives. And we're doing it for you. We're doing it for the listener. We're doing it for the people who tune in every day to learn more about their community. If you have been one of those people who wanted to learn more about your community, wanted to engage more about with your community, if you enjoyed that program that I just mentioned, my interviews with the folks at Good Stankmark, consider donating today to CJSF 90.1 FM's fund drive. Go to cjsf.ca/donate to make that contribution. Be like Amanda, who donated $40, who gets a shout on the radio and also a zine from Typically Tuesdays. We love making this programming. We do it with a purpose to bring it to you, to raise some kind of awareness, to raise some kind of engagement. And this is not a one way relationship. You are a big part of why we make this programming. cjsf.ca/donate. Please, if you have appreciated what we have done on the program, on air, on the radio station, at some point, in any point, if you have appreciated learning and hearing the voices of the artists and activists of your locale, cjsf.ca/donate to make your pledge today. Here is more local talent, of course. We got to highlight the locals. This is Shade Awale, one of our favorites here. And Serengeti. This is News Baby. Those are there, so tell it. Please don't fall apart. You are my favorite story, and you're my favorite lie. Those are there, so tell it. Oh, how much I enjoy. Muse Baby, newest from Shade Owale, a local talent, and the band Serengeti, of which she is a front woman, here on CJSF 90.1 FM on Typically Tuesdays. My name is Leslie. We are hitting the top of the hour soon. We are hitting it soon. Here's one last spurt for me to convince you to contribute to CJSF's annual on-air fundraising campaign this year. This is our fifth year doing it. We are trying to raise $10,000, and we're doing so in the name and spirit of kind of celebrating 20 years of CJSF being a licensed radio station. CJSF has given myself, Jade, who of course is our beloved ex-co-host, and all of the other programmers here on the station, a place to authentically be ourselves, to explore topics that truly interest us, to express our thoughts and feelings on certain issues, our emotions, to allow us to run with our freak flag, I guess, and to be creative using the medium of storytelling and audio. And it has long been a platform for people who have been underrepresented in media to build a space for themselves. You know, 20 long years. Chances are, if you enjoy our show, you may enjoy it because you can kind of relate to the people who are on air in some way, shape, form, or other. That could be the way that they do their storytelling. That could be the topics that they cover and the importance that they kind of place on the particular issue that they want to explore. That could be their lived experiences as well. I'll use myself as an example. As a queer woman, as an Asian person, every year on Typically Tuesdays, we make it kind of like a prerogative to make Lunar New Year programming, because that is important programming, at least to me and to our previous co-hosts. Another thing that has been important for me to share as I've made the show this year, that kind of has to do with my lived experiences, is being a Chinese person living in Canada, having my conversations with Russell Chung of Chinatown Today, but also particularly with Gal at Lucky Money this year with our Chinese-Canadian Power Hour talk, felt so kind of healing and felt so important to me, because I remember having that conversation with Gal on the very day, on Humiliation Day, July 1st. Most people celebrate that day as Canada Day. Some people abstain from celebrating it in support of Indigenous communities who have called for truth and reconciliation. And as well, some people choose not to celebrate that day, partly because it's Humiliation Day. To show up like that authentically on air, to kind of like raise some awareness about Humiliation Day, to do it with somebody who I'm in community with, meant a lot to me. And I can't do that without CJSF as a platform. If I did that, I think on most other radio stations, I might end up losing this position that I hold, which is to simply be a volunteer on air. But at CJSF, it's not like that. I can show up authentically as myself. I can talk, speak from my own perspectives, from my own experiences. I can engage with dialogue with other people as well. And if you appreciate that, if you appreciate that, you support authentic, quote unquote, representation in media, why not consider donating to CJSF this year at cjsf.ca/donate. Contributions, we accept any amount. You know, you can contribute $5, you can contribute $35, you can contribute $40 or more, which will earn you a zine from Typically Tuesdays. You can contribute $90, $600, whatever the amount, to help us continue to maintain and sustain this platform where people can show up and be authentically themselves, to tell stories from their lived experience, to share knowledge from what they know, to enrich the airwaves, which can so often be flattened based on what advertisers want broadcasters to air. But CJSF isn't like that, which is why I think you should consider donating. CJSF.ca/donate to make your contribution to our annual fund drive today, or until November 6th, which is how long our fund drive is going to be held, from October 30th to November 6th this year. Again, our goal is $10,000, and we appreciate any amount that you can contribute. We can appreciate you spreading the word for our little campaign here, so that we can continue to bring you great radio, so that we can so that this year we can observe and celebrate not only 20 years of awesome, but we can continue to push forward to another great 20. We're hitting the top of the hour now. Thank you so much for tuning in today on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed the program and that you can consider donating to CJSF. Here is Future Talk coming up. Take care.